All right, ladies and gentlemen, this is Thursday, May 14th, 2020. This is Joe Briano, the Fullerton Informer. We're coming to you live from the streets of Orange County, California right now. This is the backup channel to the Fullerton Informer YouTube channel. I want to thank you for tuning in to the broadcast today. And we're going to have a little discussion. I'm going to be a little more clear and more succinct as to her role in this con job that's being foisted on the world right now. Judy Mikovits is playing ball right now. It's her turn to be up on the stage. And there's another guy they're rolling out, Mr. Brightview, I think is his name. He's another one I'll be discussing in a subsequent video because, you know, they keep changing the actors on the stage, folks. They keep rolling out different actors and actresses as they go to different scenes in their production. The HIV AIDS virus does not exist. It was never isolated. The test that was used to confirm HIV infection was just as ridiculously inaccurate and subjective as this PCR test that's being used for this cartoon character virus that they've used as a pretext to shut down the world. They've never isolated a polio virus, ever. They've never isolated any of these viruses in the context in which they claim they exist. Viruses are literally part of your immune system. They've just been given another name and another purpose has been assigned to them and tagged in the educational system to make you think that there's some pathogen that lurks in the environment that can't wait to get inside your body, right? Kind of like that diet joke can in the lobby of Walgreens underneath the sorcerer's cup with the wand in it facing west, so the sunlight hits those cans, breaking that formaldehyde, creating formaldehyde out of the aspartame, so when you drink the embalming fluid you become comfortably numb, right? No, folks, viruses are not pathogens that hide on doorknobs and stairwell banisters and clothing items that have been returned to Nordstrom, or in the air, floating around waiting to get inhaled, right? But Judy Mikovits says viruses are real and they make you sick. Judy Mikovits tells us that the AIDS virus was related and she was involved in that, and that the solution to the virus is a medication, right? Judy Mikovits was pushing the medication as a solution to the AIDS virus. Folks, the AIDS virus doesn't exist, and the medication was killing those people. Look up the history of AZ. Look at the real truth behind the HIV/AIDS crisis, right? When you look at sub-Saharan Africa, they claimed all those people were dying of AIDS. Folks, they were dying of starvation and malaria and malnutrition. They were being food control genocided by the Henry Kissinger model, right? Not by some invisible boogeyman virus. Ebola has never been isolated, folks. Ebola is something that is induced by microwave-directed energy weapons that make you bleed internally. That's what microwave-directed energy weapons do. And now here we are with this current supposed viral outbreak. And Judy Mikovits is telling us that chloroxyquin is a solution to treating this. Here we go again, pushing. Let me tell you why that's so dangerous, folks. Because this chloroxyquin affects heme catabolism, folks. It basically messes with your hemoglobin. So they've got this drug that Judy Mikovits is telling us is a good idea that actually makes the 60 gigahertz more deadly. For those of you who are just joining me, this is Joe Briano, the Fullerton Informer, P.O. Box 4121, Fullerton, California, 92834. Send it registered, folks, so it gets to me. Otherwise, it could be confiscated. Flash drives, letters, whatever you send it registered. Spend a few bucks and make sure it's worth your time. So Judy Mikovits is pushing the existence of viruses. Judy Mikovits is pushing for medications to treat the viruses, and Judy Mikovits is pushing for what? Immunotherapy, which are vaccinations. Judy Mikovits is a cabal agent that has turned your emotional component into one lacking logic, folks. And she's playing on that as they roll her out onto the stage in her dark outfit with her dark sunglasses. Telltale sign of being in the lineup, right? Folks, wake up. This thing is a hoax. It doesn't exist. The governments all over the world are involved with what a central banking control system, with what an international police force, with what an international cabal that controls the media, with what an international control that educational and academic systems in the countries. And in lockstep fashion, they all went live with this drill. And what they're doing right now in Italy is they, you know, they gave these triple jab, quadruple jab flu shots to all these old people right around Thanksgiving. And then they got sick. And then they put them in the hospitals. And they put them on ventilators and they killed them. And then they blame it on this boogeyman cartoon character virus. And they get the death count up. And then that's the pretext and justification for destroying the economy and locking everyone in their homes. And if you start exhibiting symptoms of having a hard time breathing because you've been locked in your house and you're wearing a mask and you can't get any fresh air, you can't get any sunlight, you can't get any exercise, and you can't go down and have a cup of espresso and a little pasta bisulla, a little brigiola, you know, a little quattro formaggi on your pizza, right? You can't have any of that, right? Everything's closed, right? You're locked in your house staring at a TV set with your neighbor's Wi-Fi beaming through your walls. And you're sleep deprived and stressed out and blue light and Wi-Fi. And then you go to the hospital because you're not feeling good. And they, oh, this person's breathing. It's a COVID patient. And down goes the tube, down the throat, over the head goes the plastic bag. And out the back door, you go in a black bag with a tag called COVID-19. And another one bites the dust and another statistic and another brick in the wall, another brick in the foundation. Epidemic that is being used as a pretext to put in a command and control, top-down, psychotronic warfare operation that is literally the Matrix on freaking steroids, folks. It's unbelievable. And what does Judy Mikovits do? She tells us she's on our side. She wants us to believe in the promise of medicine. Folks, the only promise medicine has is that it will kill you eventually. The allopathic Rockefeller medicine system is a eugenics operation. It is a hybrid of medical economics and eugenics, folks. All right? Right? Think about it. Think about it, folks. Now, so let's get this straight. She pushes the existence of viruses, which has been proven not to be true. She pushes the medication as being the savior, which has proven to be deadly. She is pushing the development and administration of what she calls immunotherapy, which are really vaccinations. And then she pushes for what? The promise of restoration and trust in the medical system. Folks, that's a triple reverse. All right? She's done it. And that's why she's all over the place, because they're rolling her out. The next guy we'll talk about is this Brightview guy. And it's amazing because he looks like a young Benjamin Netanyahu. I tripped out when I saw his picture. And it took me back to like 1980 when Ben Zion Milikowski, I think he was the deputy prime minister of Israel at the time. But this Brightview guy looks like a young Netanyahu. It's a trip. But anyway, he's the new whistleblower. We'll get into that guy. It was just really uncanny that he's now on the scene. So it's really strange how, you know, we go from one actor or actress to the next. But Mikovits is a real problem because a lot of people have fallen for her con. Okay? A lot of people are falling for her con. Here's the deal, folks. The entire foundation and basis for this lockdown and this destruction of the world economy is based on the existence of this so-called virus and it being a threat. Okay? Well, here's the problem, folks. If you are doubling down and supporting that narrative, you are part of the cabal system of programming. Everyone is afraid of a virus right now. That's why they're willing to give up all their liberties and all their rights and all their privacy to be protected from this so-called villainous virus, right? And so we know for a fact they never isolated a wild polio virus ever. Do you understand me, folks? Do you understand me? They've never isolated a wild polio virus. Polio never went away. They just backed off of all of the DDT and the diethylstilbestrol being dumped on the animal feed farms. They got away from all of the lead paint and all of the chemicals that were putting people under siege back in the day. Did you know back in the day when polio was supposedly rampant, they had trucks driving around, misting and fogging entire communities, children out on their, you know, lunch break at school on the picnic tables, getting sprayed with DDT, children in swimming pools, public swimming pools, getting sprayed with DDT as they were doing nuclear testing during Operation Dominic and Operation Fishbowl in the upper atmosphere, dumping all kinds of nuclear fallout all over everything. And, you know, just trying to electrify the dome so they could get their fake satellite communications working off of their terrestrial relay systems, right? And people had DDT-infused wallpaper. And if you look at the commercials on television for all the household products, they were highly toxic chemicals. People were putting mercurochrome on open wounds. They were gargling with mercury. You know, they were using lead paint and all these... It was the age of chemical poisoning, folks, and people come to the chemical poisoning, and it presented itself in a paralytic fashion that they deemed as a neuroinvasive pathogen called polio. Well, it never really went away because, you know, they used those 1,200 people that ended up in iron lungs to be the poster child representation of a decimation of society, when in fact there are only about 1,200 children in iron lungs throughout the entire United States during the entire term of this. But they use this as a basis for forced vaccinations, right? And so what has come out of that is the foundation, if you will, for the vaccine industry, for a prophylactic administration of what? Immunotherapy, which is what, who pushes? Judy Mikovits is pushing. She's not anti-vaccine. She's pro-immunotherapy, and vaccines, in her own words, are immunotherapy. She is for forced vaccinations and for medications as a solution, folks. Polio never went away. They immediately changed the criteria of diagnosis of polio after they rolled out their poison vaccine that was contaminated with what? Cancer viruses that was weaponized by the National Institutes of Health, the National Cancer Institute. That's right, folks. The company that Judy Mikovits worked for was involved in the polio vaccine. Unbelievable. Polio just got relabeled, and Jerry Lewis got himself a new gig running his muscular dystrophy telethon, right? So polio was relabeled. They changed the criteria. Most polio cases at the time presented nothing more than what? Flu-like symptoms. What is this supposed cartoon character virus doing now presenting? What? Flu-like symptoms. Oh, but they're blaming once again, a virus. And what are they doing? They're trying to find a medicine. The medicine that they're coming up with is chloroxyquin. And folks, this stuff messes up your body's hemoglobin's ability to bind oxygen. And so that's going to work. That's going to work like a kicker in a margarita. You know, you put in the mix, the ice, the salt, and in goes the tequila, right? The 60 gigahertz is the kicker, folks. The 60 gigahertz is the oxygen molecule absorption spectrum frequency band that's inside all of the access points that are being installed in all these closed off places right now. So they're going to get everybody taking this medication that Judy Mikovits is pushing, this hydroxychloroquine or whatever you call this poisonous crap. That messes up your hemoglobin. It is not a solution. It's part of a binary weapon system, folks. They're going to get everybody taking a drug as a preventative measure for this cartoon character virus, and then they're going to flip the switch, and they're going to turn on these 802.11 AD Wi-Fi Y-gig systems, and beamform 60 gigahertz at your face if you're stupid enough to wear one of these tracking systems called AirPods. Don't take the shots, don't take the medication, and don't bring the weaponry into your house. Look, I may not be able to reach, a million people with this video. And I'll tell you right now, folks, it doesn't matter. All we need is 3%. I think we've got 3%. I think we've got 3% of the population knowing what the hell's going on. Print flyers, get the word out, promote the FullertonInformer.com. Who cares if these people are working for the enemy? Jesus Christ, we can't lose. They hate Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is a kryptonite. And so if we've got the kryptonite in the truth and we put that on the tip of our spear, bingo! All right, I'm gonna keep it short, folks. You understand what's going on and why they're putting her on the stage right now? And, you know, they always use these women in this soft NPR voice to make you feel really, you know, it's such a shame what's being done. And, you know, it was a shame what was done to me. And, you know, all these things. And, you know, we're going to succeed. We're going to restore the promise and faith in medicine, right? How can you restore a promise and faith in a fraud? Think about it. So this medication they're pushing inhibits what's called heme catabolism. Now, if that may be okay to use on a parasite like malaria, and you may want to take a dosage that would be not harmful in the absence of a 60 gigahertz Wi-Fi system. But here's the problem, folks. You don't want to be messing with your heme, your iron, your hemoglobin. Look, we already know that the microwave systems, and I don't know if I've spoken about this, but there's a couple ways that you could really take your breath away, right? You could really take someone's breath away if you put them in what? A wind tunnel, right? Well, we're not putting people in a wind tunnel. What's another way to take people's breath away? Well, you can deprive them of oxygen. Well, that's interesting because that's kind of what's kind of coming, right? So how do you deprive people of oxygen? Well, you can either limit the amount of oxygen in their ambient environment, meaning you can seal them in a room, and you can do that by closing the windows and turning on what? The heater, right? Because the heater burns up all the oxygen in the room. And eventually, with all the windows closed, the oxygen is your body's no match for that firebox and that furnace, right? Because it's sucking all the air in through the intake and using what? The oxygen to oxidize what? The methane to get the combustion process going. So out comes the carbon dioxide and carbon dioxide and oxides of nitrogen and all the particulate matter that's been combusted. You have combustion products of nanoparticulate matter in your house. So you're breathing all this crap all winter long. And you get what? You get the flu. Because why? You haven't seen the light of day. You haven't had any fresh air and you're lacking oxygen. That's why people get sick in the winter. Now, how else do we deprive people of oxygen? Well, it's real simple. You take the absorption spectrum of what? Oxygen molecules, and you use a radio frequency beam, none other than what? 60 gigahertz, right? That's the frequency beam of the absorption spectrum of what? Oxygen molecules. And guess how we do that? Well, we put it in the Wi-Fi. We put it on the cell towers. We put it on the light poles. We put it anywhere that it can lock onto you and bounce off the glass buildings, right? So it can, and how does it find a target? With the AirPods. How does it lock onto your face? Because the AirPods do what? A target right over your face. So now that we've found a way to affect your oxygen molecules that you're trying to breathe in, what's another way to make it so you can't get air? Well, there's two things you can do. You can make someone anemic by lowering their iron levels. And how do you do that? With microwave radiation. Wi-Fi makes you anemic. Wi-Fi forces all of your iron into your bone marrow because your body senses what? An electromagnetic attack, and it has to do what? It has to protect the bone marrow, which is what? The factory farm for all of your blood components, right? The immune system. Platelets, the red blood cells, everything's made in your bone marrow, right? So they know with 5G they can beamform this 600 and 700 megahertz system right through your walls and into your body and induce anemia. And that's another component of the 5G multifaceted weapon system. So if they induce anemia, then your iron levels are low, then your hemoglobin is low, then your platelets are low. final nail in the coffin on this, Will. Let's give you a drug that messes up your hemoglobin. Chloroxyquin, right? Isn't this great? So now you're low on iron, and what little you do have that's being made into hemoglobin isn't functioning properly. And then what? Not only do they lock you in your house and take your air away, they make you wear a mask and cut off your oxygen, but then they beamform, what, 60 gigahertz at your mouth and your nose, so you get bunk air. Jeez. Reminds me of a Berlin song called Take My Breath Away. I met some girls that took my breath away. I happened to marry one. I love my wife. By the way, you need one of these. Did I ever show you which one this is? I wonder if Jackson Browne would approve of this. Look, it's just in my CD player, folks. I haven't... You feel a 60 gigahertz attack coming on, you got to put this in front of your mouth. Judy Mikovits will tell you to take a vaccine. She'll tell you to take the medication. She'll tell you to listen to the doctors. And she'll tell you that Fauci and Gates are bad people. Look, folks, I'm not focusing on the crisis actors on the stage. I'm focusing on the extras that they roll out to distract you. Right? This is all about locking us down and telling us what to do, where we go, what we can do, what we can't do, when we can do it, when we can't do it, how we do it, right? No, folks, seriously. Everybody needs to tell your children, if they're going back to school in the fall, that they need to have a set of cleats in their backpack to be able to scale these fences and get the hell out of that campus if they go live with the 60 gigahertz Wi-Fi systems and start knocking children out. And... if you're walking, if you live in a big city, you can walk around with a scuba tank or, you know, a welding mask. That'll bounce the stuff off. Or you can have a CD in your pocket and just pop it over your mouth. You feel a 60, you know how you can tell the 60 gigahertz is locked onto you? Because you'll have a hard time catching your breath. Okay? Right there. Right there, folks. See that? That's how you block it. That's how you block it, folks. Think about it. Mikovits is a controlled opposition agent. Let me tell you something about rats, folks. And Judy Mikovits is one of the rats. And she's putting out the poison. Rat poison is what? An anticoagulant made with what? The rat's favorite food, which is a nut paste, right? It's made out of a paste made out of nuts. And the rats love it. They don't realize... that they're eating the warfarin, right? And so they end up hemorrhaging on the inside after they had their big old meal, and then they go for water and they explode and die, right? Well, that's just what happens to them. Mikovits has a little bit of truth because she worked with these devils at the National Cancer Institute. She worked with Fauci. She knows these people personally, okay? She's on a first name basis with these guys. And she has been for decades, ladies and gentlemen. And what she's doing is she's acting like she's on our side when, in fact, she's promoting the narrative that they want us to swallow so they can continue with their onslaught against humanity based on this paradigm that they've created, one called the viral fight. Where's the likes? Come on. Come on, folks. Seriously, get the likes up. I need to... this thing needs to be... All right, now let's just on her right now. I've already talked to Hoffman and Cowan and Batar and Shiva. They're all in on it, folks. If no one's telling you, let me tell you something right now, folks. The way they're going to get you is with 60 gigahertz and with vaccines, all right? Don't take the medicine, don't take the vaccines, and don't bring the wireless into your house. And don't turn in your guns. Tell everybody you know, look, folks, this cartoon character virus goes away when you shut your TV off. They are all in on it, folks. All right? They're all in on it. Don't the viral video of these doctors, what are they pushing? The test? The viral video with all these agents, they're pushing, you know, how viruses are extra parts your body dumps out. Folks, I've never seen my BMW go down the road and throw off rocker arms and timing chain tensioner springs and, you know, valve cover bolts and, you know, plates out of the battery anode. I mean, come on. Come on. So what if she got arrested? What difference does that make? Maybe she broke the law. Maybe she didn't. Maybe she had something that she shouldn't have had. I don't know. You can get arrested for just about anything. You can get arrested for being in a protest. Doesn't matter. Don't give me that crap. If you're pushing the existence of the AIDS virus, and if you're pushing for Judy Mikovits blamed Dr. Fauci for millions of deaths because Dr. Fauci wouldn't let the AZT get put out sooner. You know, that's like saying all those millions of people died in Vietnam because we didn't get the Agent Orange into the forest sooner, folks. This is unbelievable. This is unbelievable. And I cannot believe how brain damaged most people are. They believe this propaganda. They can't see through the lies. All right, folks. I think that's enough. We'll...